Welcome to Citizen Pain Program with Yulin Chong, MD. This is Yulin, your co-host with Dr. Chong. Dr. Chong is a graduate of Caltech, and he received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and his anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. Dr. Chong has pioneered a therapy called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. It may seem hard to believe, but we've been proving this claim every week with incredible cases. The NBE method can not only eliminate pain, fatigue, and depression, but it can also eradicate asthma, allergies, sinus problems, bowel problems, emotional problems, drug withdrawal symptoms, infections, and even weight gain. The list is endless. Listen to our show today if you want to find out how the NBE method works and how Dr. Chong can help you enjoy better health through nutrition and lifestyle adjustments. We have extraordinary cases today dealing with back pain, leg pain, and urinary problems. Stay tuned for these remarkable cases. For new listeners, check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com to listen to past shows. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to interrupt us during the show and call in at 1-800-227-5278. That's 1-800-227-KBRT or 714-754-4150. Okay, our first guest is on the line, so why don't we get right to him? Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you doing?
You good? This is Elaine?
Yes. Robert, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself first? We're going to talk about your daughter today, actually. Where are you from, and what do you do?
Oh, I'm in Huntington Beach, and we repair cars for a living. So.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, we're going to be talking about your daughter today. Why don't you tell us about her?
Okay, well, we've been experiencing, she's 12 now, we've been experiencing bedwetting and trouble, you know, holding urine during the day,
mm-hmm.
type of things going on and on and on.
For how long?
Oh, you know, basically since childbirth.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's pretty chronic. She was, you know, had some colic when she was a baby. So
what did the regular medical profession find out about her problem? What did they do?
They didn't find much wrong. Some things like synthetic hormones were suggested, and you know, we were just worried about the side effects. Pretty long list of side effects will go along with the medication.
So did you put her on this medication?
No, we never really indulged.
Uh-huh, so you decided against it, and then, so then you just had, you know, which is probably living, pretty much living with this problem, right?
Yeah, we're just, you know, kind of waiting for time to heal it.
Mm-hmm.
And
so, anything else you suggested?
Not at this time, no.
Mm-hmm.
How about in the past?
No.
So basically, they have no solution for your daughter's problem.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
So she went to bed every night.
Correct.
Yes. How did you hear about us?
And a friend of mine who has a son that's at 8 years old was having like hundreds of seizures,
mm-hmm.
and Dr. Tong was able to you know, pretty much eliminate his seizures. Now when I go over to his house, the son just, you know, pretty much, you know, no seizures. Before, mm-hmm. when I was over there, every time, you know, that he'd be having seizures while I was there, so
mm-hmm.
I was pretty amazed. So I thought I'd you know, ask Dr. Tong if he could help with this situation.
Mm-hmm.
That was a little fill-up for the listeners who
yeah.
The father was on our show.
On February 10th, he was on our show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go on. So you saw Philip, and he was doing better, and so you asked his father if there was anything you could do about your daughter, right?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So we got a hold of Dr. Tong, and
mm-hmm.
he says definitely could help.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we just started right away with the treatments. About
mm-hmm.
4 or 5 treatments into it, you know, we're... Oh gosh, at least 75% better.
Wow.
You know, it's
does she still wet her bed at night?
You know, it's very rare.
Oh,
wow, okay.
You know,
whereas before she does she did it every night, right?
Correct.
How about the volume? How much is she still doing?
It's definitely, you know, she's totally stronger in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is pretty amazing. We're happy to be at this point and mm-hmm. looking forward to.
And this is only 4 or 5 treatments, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been about a month. So.
Wow.
So she improved for a month already.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then the incontinence is better also?
Yes, definitely.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
That's wonderful. And then I understand she also got sick this past week?
Oh, yeah. Had a little cold going on.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the heavy head cold. And
uh-huh.
We just were in for a regular appointment with Dr. Tong, and he decided he'd be able to help with that. And she immediately had about half the symptoms just went away while we were in the office, you know, the aches and pains, stuffy nose.
That's excellent.
Headache.
Here's a remark I want to make. If the regular medical profession want to learn my method, then your daughter wouldn't have to suffer for 12 years. And it's a very simple thing to fix. And also, you are looking desperately for the cure for common cold.
Mm-hmm.
I am currently conducting an experiment. Anybody with flus and cold come in, and I treat them and have them fill out a form like we ask you to do so, and 99.99% have dramatic improvement of sore throat, congestions
mm-hmm.
after one treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And then after we use herbs, they clear the problem within a few days. And so the solutions here is not drugs.
Mm. So are you going to continue with treatments then for your daughter?
Oh yeah, we're going to continue. Hopefully, within a few months, everything will be running normally for her.
Mm-hmm.
I expect that's the end of the case.
That's super. Well, congratulations and good luck in the future.
Yeah, we appreciate your help.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time today to talk to us.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. You're listening to Freedom from Pain programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. That was Robert. He was talking about his 12-year-old daughter who had problems with enuresis or bedwetting for 12 years since childbirth. The doctors suggested synthetic hormones, which had a whole list and barrage of side effects, which Robert refused. And so he came to see Dr. Tong. He brought his daughter to see Dr. Tong, and after 4 to 5 treatments, her enuresis, her incontinence is much improved. Call today for an appointment, 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Okay, Dr. Tong, I think Ellen is on the line. We'll get to her. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Tong. Hi.
Hi. Why don't you tell us a little about yourself first? Where are you from and what do you do? Ellen?
I'm originally from New York, and
okay.
I've been disabled for 12 years now, so...
Wow.
Where are you living right now?
Teacher before that.
You were a teacher before that?
Yes.
Okay, and where are you living now?
Living in California.
Okay.
You're from San Diego, right?
San Diego, yes.
Okay. So you've been disabled for 12 years. You have not been teaching for 12 years.
That's right.
And why don't you kind of tell us how you got to that point?
Well, 11 years ago, I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue immune disorder syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Other diagnoses that I received were Hashimoto's thyroiditis,
mm-hmm.
Wilson's syndrome, adrenal insufficiency. I suffered from severe sleep disorder, debilitation, muscle weakness, chronic reoccurring infections, chronic depression and anxiety, environmental illness, and I was plagued by severe debilitating migraines, which I had had since I was 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I was unable to work and could no longer support my 2 children.
Mm-hmm.
I saw over 40 conventional and alternative doctors, spent over $100,000.
Wow.
And lost everything I had, basically.
That's terrible.
Nothing gave lasting results.
Yes.
What did these doctors try to do for you?
Well, you know, they try to regulate the thyroid, and they're incredibly inept at doing that. It's quite amazing. I could talk a great length at that, but I think we go off on a tangent.
Yes. Just tell us a little bit.
There's a lot of side effects from that.
Well, they put basically the standard treatment is a synthetic hormone, which in my case did not work because my problem and the problem of many people is a problem of conversion of thyroid. In other words, not only are you producing too little, but that it's not converting into the active form, which is T3 in the cells. Mm-hmm. And they put you on a synthetic hormone, which is T4. In my case, they put me on too high a dosage because it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So they kept upping the dosage. And what that did over the years was that it drained my adrenals.
Yeah.
It created symptoms of hyper thyroiditis.
Okay.
Here's a point that I've been mentioning over and over again. The way to cure the body is to restore the body's own function. Get the body back on its own feet, doing its own thing.
Yeah.
And not try to put external help and do the job the thyroid for the thyroid.
Then it atrophy, all the functions atrophy.
And create imbalances. That's
right.
In your case.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would have to say that, I think many, many of the treatments that I received actually created more problems.
You are very correct.
Including a lot of the dentistry that I had.
Dentistry, now what's that for? Just for corrective?
Well, I had over 25 mercury amalgams placed.
Okay. That's
and
very toxic.
Very, very toxic.
For a TMJ problem, huh?
What's that?
Was that for a TMJ problem?
No, this was before, just from as a teenager, because I was weak. My mother was sick when she conceived me,
mm-hmm.
and I already had that thyroid problem from birth.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a lot of decay in the teeth,
mm-hmm.
and they put, as I said, when I was a teenager, about 25 mercury and amalgams
mm-hmm.
placed, and after that is when the migraine started.
Okay.
Also, I had root canals over the years, because root canal creates a site of local infection in the bone under the tooth. For most people, if your immunity is normal, you can contain that infection at the site. But in my case, since I had this thyroid condition and I had reoccurring infections all the time,
mm-hmm.
the infection went systemic.
Mm.
And eventually I developed osteomyelitis and osteonecrosis of the jaw, which is infection and subsequent death of the bone cells.
Mm.
And I had 4 surgeries of the jaw where about 50% of my lower jaw was removed.
Yeah, that's terrible. It's terrible because we do not know what's going on.
So you have quite a bit of things going on.
Tell us some of the alternative therapy that you have received in the past.
Chiropractic, acupuncture, acupressure, hyperbaric oxygen,
mm-hmm.
Colonics.
I understand that you're a therapist yourself, isn't it? You told me?
Yes. Yes, I actually became a colon hydrotherapist because it was the one thing that I found that could control the pain of the headaches. It didn't cure it,
mm-hmm.
but it controlled a lot of the headaches I was getting due to toxicity.
Mm.
So I studied that in order to treat myself was able during 1 year to work on people part time.
Mm.
But it was very hard for me to even sustain 3 hours of work a day.
Mm.
So how do you find out about us?
Well, I had a friend with a similar history who called me, and she insisted that I see Dr. Tong after she got dramatic improvement with just one treatment.
Mm-hmm.
That was Angela. And what?
Angela Vitucci.
Yeah.
Angela, I think she was on
a couple, 2-3 weeks ago.
About in February, also last month.
Right.
And she's only had one treatment, is that correct, Ellen?
No, I think since then she had
a couple more.
2 or 3, yeah.
But after the first one, she had dramatic results.
Right.
And was very excited and really, really encouraged me to go.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw you, you said that you are 10 times worse than she is.
Well, Ellen, why don't we get to the meat then?
What are some of the symptoms when you first came to see us?
I've been having, symptoms. Where do I start? Headaches, chronic headaches, and severe headaches.
Back pain, did you mention?
I went into a state of adrenal collapse after the operations 4 years ago. And so I've been dependent on cortisol since then. I have to take it every 4 hours or else I can't stand, can't think. But still, and that has gave me back about 50% of my function, but I still am not able to do what I want. You know, I can sustain about an hour of activity, light activity, and then I need to rest. So I can't work. I haven't been able to go out in the evenings to like participate in things, concerts or lectures or anything for all this time, 12 years.
Okay. How about your emotional state?
My emotional state, if I don't take the cortisol, I go into panic disorder and severe depression. The cortisol allows me to control it, but I still have, these hormonal swings where I get angry and sometimes out of control with anger and very weepy.
So just mood swings.
Yeah, a lot of mood swings still. I mean, definitely the hormones, the whole hormonal system is out of balance.
So why don't you tell us what happened after your first treatment with Dr. Tong?
Well, I was very, very impressed. He injected into very deep areas of pain in my body, and I had deep emotional release with each injection. And after that first treatment, I felt a deep calm and a sense of well-being. I felt more myself than I had in years.
So emotionally, you were much more stable.
Much more stable. And that has continued. Changed. I had been having chills and alternating with hot flashes constantly during the night, which was keeping me up and exhausted all night, changing the bedding and opening, closing windows. And that completely disappeared after the first treatment.
Oh, that's great.
That's excellent.
How about your headaches?
What's that?
How about your headaches?
And the headaches have improved. I still have them, but they're not as severe.
You have only three treatments, correct?
I had three treatments. I had also positional vertigo.
Oh, yes.
And that cleared up completely for 10 hours after the first treatment, which impressed me because I then knew that it was connected to the jaws because the doctor had injected my jaws specifically, and even though my jaws hurt from those injections more, the head pain completely cleared up for quite a while, and the vertigo completely disappeared, positional vertigo, so I could test it by lying down and standing up, and nothing happened. Normally, I get thrown completely to the right. It throws me to the floor.
Yes, I want to make a point. The injection I give you is a very diluted Novocaine, which lasts only half an hour. You have 10 hours of relief. That means that your body was corrected for that 10 hours. The function was corrected. The reason why the function correction did not sustain is because your body have not restored normal function by itself. Eventually, all of the symptoms will be corrected. And I think you should mention more about your mental, emotional, and spiritual feeling, which is, I think, is one of your most happy improvement, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
You are more yourself.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
I will. Well, I want to say first that when the vertigo did return, but it's much less.
Yes, right.
After that first treatment, I felt a deep calm and a sense of well-being, more myself. And the quality of my sleep began to improve, and I started having, right from the first night, I started having these spiritual, very high-level types of dreams. I haven't had in many, many years. I had forgotten about that kind of dreaming. The time that you wake up, I woke up feeling happy with a sense of excitement. You know, about what's coming next, that something extraordinary had happened during the night and was just going to continue. And my sense is that something deep inside of me has shifted, and I can feel my soul again. So there's a tremendous joy. Tremendous joy that I'm feeling.
You're connected back to your root, and that is the root of our problem, is our disconnection to our higher emotional and spiritual being. We are human, are emotional, energetic, spiritual being, having a physical experience. And our disconnection from our root is what caused all the myriad of symptoms that medicine are trying to control with drugs.
Alan, were you prescribed for any antidepressants before?
They tried giving me those. Everyone did, but I'm very, very sensitive to drugs, and they would really just, they did never help. I would try it just once, and it would make me kind of nuts, actually.
Yeah, so it actually put you in the other direction.
It put me so out into space that I couldn't function at all.
And how's your energy now?
Well, my energy, you know, a lot of times, with two of the treatments, the ones that were longest and most intense, I actually had to really rest. My energy was less, treatment and the next day. I had to really rest, and then the energy slowly improves. But then the third treatment was also very long and very intense, and again I had to rest the next day. This is only my second day after. My energy is very good today. So I think with time, it's hard to tell because it's been kind of up and down with the three treatments, but I have a sense definitely of the improvement happening.
And you kind of feel that you're going in the right direction.
Oh, yes. I feel like for the first time, you know, I've gone to over 40 doctors, as I said, and my dream is that I always felt, I mean, here's a doctor who understands the vibrational nature of the body, that we are just energy, and that symptoms are nothing more than energy blockages.
Yes.
His technique is brilliant, simple and effective, and his skill level is enormous in finding and removing the box. Also, I was so impressed with the time that he took with me to talk to me and to point out a false belief that I had to my healing process.
What were some of those false beliefs?
Well, I had the idea that I could have a miracle too, like my friend did. That mine was going to be slow because of the adrenal collapse that I was in, and this is my experience, is that also he had also talked about when the chi is low, and of course that is the case with adrenal collapse. It's extremely low, but it takes some time. You know, I had it kind of lodged in there in a way that not helping a quick recovery. You know, setting expectations that it would take longer than it needed to.
Yeah, the most important thing is that accept how nature wants you to heal. And sometimes you can get dramatic improvement after a period of improvement. As in the case of Alicia, I struggled with her. This is a patient that we interviewed a couple of months ago. I struggled about 2 months to control her cough. Each time I improved her, she was improved, and then she came back, next treatment, much worse again, and then I treated, and finally, after 2 months, we stopped all her coughs. She was able to breathe without pain, but she was on 12 different medications and 22 pills a day. But within a week and a half, she suddenly dropped all the medications, and she has not been on those medications and breathing fine since then.
Right. It's almost like you reach a critical point and then everything starts getting well.
That's what my sense is. I'm so looking forward to that.
Yeah. So
I had one night where I was able to sleep for 7 hours continuous, which hasn't happened in many years.
Yes, we'll get there.
Yeah,
I'm not able to sustain it. I had one natural bowel movement after the first treatment upon waking. This has also been a problem. I have spastic colon, and for 2 years had not been able to have natural bowel movements without mechanical assistance.
Here's the point. As I was telling you that during our conversation, He is focused on all these improvements. Tell your mind that you have improved your body's healing, because some of these improvements are sustaining. And instead of, like most people, most of us, we are pain 24 hours a day, we concentrate on the pain. Do it the other way around. Be solution conscious and not problem conscious.
Mm-hmm.
And if the mind knows that you're healing, you heal faster.
Positive energy makes it heal faster.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I believe it.
Well, Ellen, you sound like you're on the right track. I mean, after 12 years of suffering, you found something.
Oh, well, I found a doc. This is because we are body, mind, and spirit, and
mm-hmm.
you need a doctor. I've always dreamed of a doctor who would treat all of those.
Right, and not just getting 10 different specialists.
Yes.
I'm so thrilled to have found this, and I'm going to continue with this treatment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen, in about a month or two, we'll interview you again, and I can tell you, okay, you will be much more, you know, today you seem like you're a little sluggish, because you're still not healing totally. But in a month or even a few weeks, you'll be very much
mm-hmm.
different. I can tell you that.
Ellen, thanks for taking the time.
Yes.
And we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
have
bye-bye.
A good weekend.
Bye-bye.
That case was Ellen. She has a list of symptoms, headaches and migraines since 17 years old. She was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome 12 years ago, severe back pain, hypothyroidism, Hashimoto's, positional vertigo, constipation. All these symptoms can be alleviated. She's had 3 treatments and she already feels dramatic improvement. Call today for an appointment, 714-556-8664. Call today before 2 o'clock and you will receive a free gift. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Well, there's one thing I think maybe we should point out. Both of our guests today, the doctors, the medical staff, were trying to put them on synthetic hormones. And what do you think of that, Dr. Tong?
Yes, I said before, synthetic hormone does not, the problem is that you use hormone to treat the person, you cause the organ that secretes the hormone to atrophy. Because you use thyroid, and the pituitary regulate the thyroid. If you detect thyroid hormone are normal, you will falsely believe that the thyroid is working.
Right.
And stop stimulating the thyroid, and thyroid become atrophy.
Right.
So the best way is, you know, and synthetic hormone does not contain light.
Right.
The best way to restore body function, that's the only way to cure.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you enjoyed our show today. If today is your first time listening, listen to previous shows on our website, drtong.com, under the radio show heading on the left. You will find case histories proving that most, if not all, chronic degenerative ailments can be cured. If you are suffering from athletic injuries, depression, asthma, allergies, sinus problems, colitis, irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease, Hashimoto's, thyroidism, incontinence, enuresis, there is a good chance that Dr. Tong can help you. Call today for an appointment at 714-556-8664. Next week, we'll have more exciting cases to share with you. Join us next Saturday at 11:30 a.m. on KBright, AM 740. This is Elaine, saying goodbye, and have a great weekend.